The Magic of Marriage in Spirituality and Sacredness. Luis Noves was consumed by lust as a young adult, leading him into a superficial marriage. What followed wasn't the beginning of happily ever after. Rather, he found himself suffering a deep depression that only turned around when he began a spiritual practice in 2006. However, his marriage didn't survive. Noves told Epoch Times writer Mari Otsu he decided then that if he were to marry again, he would want his wife to share his spiritual beliefs and to be similarly spiritually engaged by praying and practicing self-reflection. Such concepts are countercultural in a world that bombards us with non-stop self-gratifying messages that elevate status, desire, and accomplishments above character. In marriage, this is particularly problematic. Such advice will eventually leave most of us feeling like Noves, full of regret, sorrow, depression, and dissatisfaction with life. That's probably why 65% of women and 45% of men reported in a survey that they secretly hoped casual encounters would develop into something deeper and lasting. One reason for increasing divorce rates and society's growing disinterest in matrimony could be that societal messages about marriage make us prone to oversimplify relationships or have unrealistic expectations. The truth is, happiness isn't enough to sustain long-term relationships. Shared spirituality and a belief that marriage is sacred can have more of an impact on a healthy, happy marriage than physical attraction and romantic love, according to research Otsu reported. A stable relational foundation is one of spiritual love, an unconditional and selfless form of love rooted in the divine, Otsu wrote. It can result in meaning, trust, and long-term satisfaction in relationships. Further, believing marriage is sacred and there's life beyond the physical world can deepen love and devotion in a relationship, according to research by David Dolaheit, professor of family life at Brigham Young University. Those who practice their spirituality, spending time with God, have what Dolaheit described as an array of healing spiritual experiences that range from small moments to remarkable ones, wherein they feel God's love, grace, forgiveness, and guidance. I've had many of those moments over the years. Nevertheless, when my husband and I were at odds with one another a year ago, there was no rapid epiphany that came with a simple prayer. Our situation required deeper wrestling. I'm convinced decades of persistence in prayer and a relationship with God paved the way for me to eventually forgive my husband and also to ask for forgiveness for my role in our 6-week impasse. The work was brutal. In a home shattered by silence and emotional separation, I began to keep a gratitude journal centered only on my husband, an assignment from a therapist. As time went on, my stony heart softened to the brilliance in this suggestion. I could clearly see my husband's strengths, and I realized just how blessed I am to be his wife and to have the kind of marriage we have. Spiritually centered marriages aren't necessarily easier. They face many of the same difficulties and temptations. However, two people earnestly following religious vows have more tools at their disposal to contend with life's not quite happily ever after moments. Besides practicing gratitude, my husband and I had to prioritize humility, work on our own flaws, prioritize one another, and rebuild trust. What followed was one of the best years in our married life, filled with open communication, deeper shared spirituality, and relationship satisfaction, all at higher levels than we'd ever experienced. Noves has also experienced that. Otsu reported that he did remarry. He and his second wife share the same faith and virtues, which has led to unconditional support and growth. Like many who are invested in the truest ideal of marriage, he came to realize its gift is in being both difficult and magical.